Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Associate Site Editor for SearchDataBackup.com. Today, I'll be talking about NAS Backup. NAS Backup can be challenging for data backup and storage administrators. So what technologies exist then to help simplify NAS Backup? What are some of the most common challenges associated with NAS Backup? And is NDMP a good option for NAS Backup? Here to help me answer these questions is Curtis Preston, Independent Backup Expert and Executive Editor here at TechTarget. Hi, Curtis, and thanks for joining me today.
Anytime.
So, Curtis, can you explain what some of the most common challenges associated with NAS Backup are?
Yeah, so the challenge really is that it's sort of the base protocol, right? So when we're talking NAS, we're talking NFS or SMB, right? So the server message blocker, also known as SIFS, CIFS, Common Internet File System, although that later term seems to have gone by the wayside a bit. And whereas the alternative to NAS is going to be SAN, right, or locally attached storage, where the file system is on the server itself. So in this case, in order for the backup software, without doing anything else, in order for the backup software to access the files, it has to access it over that protocol, right? So over NFS, over SMB, which means, by default, it's going over IP, right? So the first sort of difference is that there's a possibility that this server on the other side, this NAS filer, which is a generic term, that is on the other side of this network, It might be able to meet the performance requirements, but that network could be just about anything, meaning that it could be a direct connection, or it could be a high performance switch, or it could be garbage, right? It could be a very congested network or a switch that is older or whatever, and so that challenge is really that you are forced, without doing something else, which we'll talk about, you're forced to do that backup over that protocol. And it means that you can't do some other fancy things. So, for example, in the regular file system world, one of the challenges that you run into is what we call the million file problem. And what that means is millions of files in a single file system. And when you're doing backup at a file system level and you've got millions of individual files, it tends to really break down when we get into double digits of millions. The backup is slower. The restore is massively slower, right? So I've seen, for example, now this was many years ago, but it's my best example. It was a 20 gigabyte file system that took 72 hours to restore, not because the backup software didn't know what it's doing, but because of the overhead associated with creating the hundreds of millions of inodes that particular file system needed to create. If we're not in an NAS scenario, we can do things called image backups, where we actually back up at the disk or LUN level and then just map the files so that when you do a large restore, the backup is faster because it's operating at the LUN level. And then if you have to restore that large file system, you can just restore the entire LUN and then all the files magically appear. And it's literally can be 100 times faster than the alternative. On the NAS side, you do not have the alternative because you cannot do image-based backups because it's the only way to get to the data is via NFS or SMB. So that's sort of the core challenge. And then the fact that between you and that thing, whatever it is, the filer on the other side, is this network that could be all kinds of different levels of performance.
Okay. So then, is NDMP a good option for NAS backup? How exactly does that work?
So NDMP, which is short for Network Data Management Protocol, was invented, I'm thinking it's about 10 years ago at this point. It may not be quite 10 years, but somewhere around that time. So there was, at that time, there was NetApp, right? And NetApp was this weird box that you couldn't back up, you know, everything I just described. It was like, well, how do you back it up? It's NFS, right? And the initial answer was, well, it's NFS. It does NFS really well. Go ahead and back it up via NFS. And the initial response was, well, that's really weird, right? We don't want to do our backups over NFS. And so they came up with this idea of NDMP. And so you had a bunch of vendors that needed a way to back up NetApp, and then you had NetApp and some other competitors to NetApp, some of which have gone by the wayside. But they also were these weird boxes that needed to be backed up. And so everybody got in the room, and they came up with this concept called NDMP. And all NDMP is, a lot of people refer to it as a backup format or protocol. It's really a management protocol, hence the name. What it is a protocol through which a backup server can talk to a filer, and then basically the backup software does the job of putting a tape in the tape drive and or virtual tape or whatever, you know, whatever device they're going to back up to, and they get everything ready, and then they can tell the filer to do a backup. How that filer does the backup is really up to the filer. They each, one of the things that was left out of the spec was the backup format, because again, we had a bunch of competitors, each of which they used their own backup format to back up their filers. And so NetApp, for example, uses dump, others use CPIO, some use TAR, enhanced TAR, et cetera. And so when NDMP connects to the backup server, it says, hey, I've put a tape over here. I want you to do a backup to this device. And then there is something built into the protocol to communicate back to the backup software, yes, we did the backup, and here are the files that are in that backup so that backup software can then access those files and all that sort of stuff. The backup can be done in three different ways. It can be done in what we call, it's called filer to self, filer to filer, or filer to server. Filer to self is that the tape drive connects directly to the filer that is being backed up. Filer to filer is a locally attached tape drive to another filer, and then the one filer backs up across the network to the second filer, and then that filer transfers it to tape. And then the third being filer to server, where the server in this case is a backup server that actually accepts the NDMP protocol, and the filer can again back up across the network to that server, in which case it puts it on tape, and or any other device that it wants to put it on. So NDMP provides this control protocol, and because it can do filer to self, which is really the big one here, it means that the backup software can put a tape in the right position and tell the filer to back up directly to a tape drive or virtual tape drive that is physically connected to the system, taking the network portion out of things, right? So remember in my answer to the first question, I talked about sort of the variableness of those networks. The other thing that by doing that, it can use perhaps a more efficient protocol, a protocol that's more efficient for that server. And one example, again, and NetApp is not the only filer vendor, but they've certainly been doing this longer than anybody else. They have the idea where by default they use dump, but you can actually use snap mirror to tape, which is an image level, again, backup and restore product. So, again, it allows them to control that filer backup, and it allows the filer to do whatever format is appropriate for that server. So that to sum that all up, what that means is that it allows people, this is what most people are interested in doing, is it allows them to do locally attached backup of their large filers directly to tape or virtual tape, and which then significantly, in most cases, significantly increases the performance of their backups and their restores.
But are there any limitations with NDMP?
Absolutely. So the first, you know, and this is why I sort of gave that long answer to that, that decision that they made, which they really had to make in order to make it happen, that decision that they made, you know, several years ago to not include the backup format as part of the protocol is also one of its key limitations. If you back up let's say you've got a NetApp and a Solera. Let's say you've decided that you're going to move all your data from a NetApp to a Solera, which is from EMC. You cannot, absolutely cannot, take NDMP and back up a NetApp and then restore that NDMP backup to a Solera. End of story. And it's not just NetApp and Solera. It's NetApp and Solera, Solera and HDS and BlueArc. You know, actually HDS resells BlueArc, so that would be okay. But all these different vendors, each of their backup formats are completely incompatible. And so that is one of my concerns that I have. As long as we're doing day-to-day operational restores and we're only keeping like 90 days or whatever, that is not a big problem. But if you are breaking another one of my core mantras, which is do not use your backup as an archive, then everything should be fine. But if you are doing what a whole lot of people are doing and using your backups as an archive, you move forward, let's say, 5 years. 5 years from now, you may have changed your mind about what filer vendor you want to have. You are forced to keep that filer vendor around, the other filer vendor around for restores. And I think that just is just wrong, right? Just fundamentally wrong. And then the second is that if that filer vendor, let's say, I believe Solera also uses dump. Let's say EMC decides, 2 years from now, that they've had it with dump, that dump is so, 1980, and that we're going to move forward to a new backup format yet to be invented. And it makes backups way better and restores even better. So they change from dump to something else, right? Well, what about the previous tapes, right? So, there's that concern, right? They'd have to build backward support. And potentially, depending on if the vendor in question did it wrong, you might, again, have to keep older filers around just to do restores. So as long as you don't use your backups as archives, not a big problem there. The other limitation is, again, back to that file-level protocol. Most of the backup formats, dump, tar, CPIO, are all file-level protocols. And if you have that, 10 million file problem, you, again, have this problem with files, which is why some of the vendors offer this image-level option. The only one I know for sure is NetApp with that snap mirror to tape. The downside, and what you do is several backup software products support this. When you kick off NDMP and you say, back up this tape or back up this volume, don't use dump, use this other format, right? It's an option that you can put in there. When you do that, the downside there is you have an image-level backup, which can only be restored back to a similar size volume, and you cannot do file-level restores from that tape, which kind of stinks, right? So it's not necessarily a limitation of NDMP. It's just what vendors have done with NDMP. And as long as we're talking about the limitations, I'll talk about things that NDMP does, which are pretty cool. So, for example, filers have snapshots, right? All of the filer vendors have this ability to create snapshots. One of the things NDMP can be used, instead of using it to do tape backups, can actually be used to catalog these snapshots. So you can use it in your backup software so that you can, in your backup software, be aware of these various snapshots that are out there and restore from them potentially all through your backup software. So that's a pretty cool thing that NDMP can do. And actually, more and more things are being done with NDMP completely. It's out of the scope of what we're talking about today, but for example, there's NetBackup uses NDMP to talk to intelligent disk devices and get them to copy their backups directly to tape. NDMP as a protocol, again, network data management protocol, it's being used in today for things that were never originally thought of when it was invented.
Now, besides NDMP, what other technologies exist to simplify NAS backup?
Well, when we look at those, I'm actually, you know, I'm a fan of what I call near CDP, which is basically snapshots and replication. And if, and I have, you know, definitely gone on record that if you are using a filer vendor and that filer vendor has integrated into it snapshots and replication, then that is the way that you should go for backing it up, because they are all delta level, right? You never again do a full backup. You the replicated copy, not only is it always a full backup, and then meaning it's a everything you need is right there. Because that sounds weird, because I just said they don't do full backups, and then I'm saying everything is full backups. It looks like a full backup, but the actual backup only transfers delta level bytes. And so you have not only what looks like the data as to what it looks like today, you also have the way it looked yesterday and the day before and weeks before, right? All in the same thing. And it's not in backup format, meaning that it doesn't need to be restored to be useful. You can, depending on the filer vendor and the application and what you paid and all that kind of stuff, you can actually point your application while your primary filer is being restored. You can actually point your application to the secondary filer and use the secondary filer as your primary filer while your primary filer is being restored. And then once your primary filer has been restored, you can either restore back to the primary filer, or in some cases actually do what I'll call a delta restore. As in, let's say, for example, that it was just your power supply that was down. Your primary filer is now just, let's say, a few hours out of sync from what's really going on. So you can do a reverse delta replication, copying just the bytes back over that have changed in the last couple of hours, and then unmount, finish the replication, and then remount. So it's so much better than anything that's available in the regular backup and recovery world anytime we're doing images, right? So if you have a NAS product, I would highly recommend that you examine that functionality as the best way to do backups. And if your product doesn't have that functionality where you have 30, 60, 90 days worth of snapshots on the primary and or on the secondary, then, I don't know, perhaps you should consider another NAS product, because in my opinion, that's the best way to back those systems up.
Okay. Well, thank you for all those answers, Curtis.
No problem.
For more information on network-attached storage and NAS backup, you can visit searchdatabackup.com.